focus on?
Lions eat antelopes. And snakes eat rats. And wolves, they eat sheep. Bah!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
You know, it's so nice of you to let your brother be a special guest host.
Oh.
Here.
Oh my god, he misses a show or two.
Here we go.
Eric makes all the jokes.
Oh god.
I have been to more shows in the last 2 years than you have, my friend.
The boys
so can we do
are back
part-time
in town,
Eric?
The boys are back in
part-time
town.
Eric.
Okay, oh, here we go.
God.
Way to kick off the show.
Guess what?
What are we, WWE? Kicking off with bullshit.
The longest feud in all of wrestling.
That's right.
Joe and Eric.
Yep. Yeah, because me and Josh squashed it, apparently.
You guys squashed it. You sent that apology.
Yeah.
So another week of SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah, another week of...
another week of shit.
We've been
filler.
All along that they've been piping in audio, and you all finally heard it. And we're going to play it today.
Right.
Yes.
And they're trying to walk like, oh, it was an audio mishap. Nah, we were... just a snafu from the production truck. Bullshit. We now have proof that you pipe in. Like, why are you faking crowd reaction? We finally have the crowds back. Like, now we have crowd reaction. They're booing Reigns. Yay. He's a bad guy.
Right, right.
No John Cena sucks chance when he came out.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's good.
If they're going to boo or not love Drew McIntyre because you're not booking him properly... then let them boo Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Turn him heel. Do something with him. Do something with him. But don't pipe it in like, oh, I'm sitting at home. Oh, look, they're cheering, Drew.
Right.
I guess he's not so bad.
Yeah.
Stop assuming we're all stupid.
Right.
We're not.
Like, they have Goldberg chants and no one's mouth is moving.
Yes, exactly.
Like, get right.
Who
100%.
Is...
This
Please.
Show exists because everybody knows how stupid it is. But we're loyal. We're fucking loyal. And that's why they can keep producing shit. Now, every day someone was dropping the WWE Network or not watching, or as the ratings plummet, we wouldn't be watching. Maybe we would record it. But I certainly wouldn't watch both shows or four shows or 12 shows.
Oh, my God.
Every single week.
I mean, the only...
No way. No way. I'm being paid to do so, and that's why we do it. But the ratings get lower every week. I don't care who they bring on. And, you know, now they're just trying to tell us who to cheer for.
Right.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love
this
podcast, but, like, you know, the thought of not having to watch these shows anymore excites me.
For sure.
You know.
For sure.
I mean, look, fun
like, not being forced to watch four different wrestling shows in 1 week.
Well,
that's crazy. Even when I was a kid and I loved WWE.
Right. Even when you loved it, you didn't watch it that much.
No.
Like, I love The Simpsons, but I don't watch it like every time it's on TV during
the
day.
Well, that would be like 3 hours on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, clearly,
like, 2 hours Tuesday.
Same with The Office.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
I think most fans at this point, when you're getting a 1.2 on either show, with 300-400 million people living on this in this country,
yeah,
it's proof that everyone's pretty much a part-time fan now.
Yeah,
you know, a few of these people watch this week, a few of these people watch. No one's like, oh my god, I can't wait to see what Stone Cold does,
right,
in his reaction to what McMahon did.
What?
No one's doing that anymore. No one. Oh, I can't wait to see Roman Reigns come out and shit on Cena. And again, this week he references his joke because it went over. He has to reference it again.
I can't wait to see Drew McIntyre and his sword.
His big sword.
His big sword.
That has a vagina, I guess,
Look
on it. It's got a woman's
sword.
Name.
Yeah, I love medieval places.
Angela? What is he? Tony Danza from Who's the Boss? Angela.
No, he's Negan.
Samantha.
He's Negan.
Yeah.
That's just what they did. They were just like, oh, Walking Dead, Lucille. Oh, now he's got a sword with a woman's name.
What should we copy? Yeah. Something that's not as popular as it used to be.
Yeah. Like
Got
us.
It. Walking Dead.
And like 4 years after, you know, no, like 5 years after
right. the facts.
It was popular.
Right. Yeah.
Like Negan showed up in 2016. That's how fucking long ago that was.
Oh God.
With Lucille.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. We're gonna get to SmackDown and Raw because we have to. But first.
At first.
We have to thank four new patrons. So thank you to Robert Conmer, Gerardo Carrizal.
Yeah.
Carrizal.
That's it.
Charles Willett and Pap Spear.
Chuch.
Pap Spear.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Cold Pap Spear. So there you go. Yeah. Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. Go check out our brackets. We got the AEW and NXT recaps, all the pay-per-view recaps, including SummerSlam, which will be later this month.
It will.
And then we also just released a new bracket.
And I would encourage you to pay for the year now if you haven't.
Absolutely.
Because prices are going up. Inflation, yeah. COVID, prices are going up. That's what our accountant told us.
There is a discount if you pay for a year.
Pay for a year.
Yeah.
Because when it goes to $750, you know, it is what it is, right? I mean, my mortgage is higher, right? Mm. Bread, milk is higher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, sorry, guys. Look, I mean, it is
right.
What
all
it
the
is.
Lamborghinis we had to buy. I mean, it's this takes super. Crazy. Super unleaded.
That's right. Damn Lambos.
Yeah.
Eric people problems right there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So SmackDown starts with John Cena. He immediately responds to Roman Reigns' comment about him from last week. Take a listen.
Interesting video indeed. Side note, if you can find somebody who makes missionary position entertaining for 2 decades, keep me in your life. It's going to be worth it, I promise.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. Nice.
The missionary jokes keep on coming.
Sex.
Good one.
Yeah. Cena says, tonight Roman Reigns signs a contract with Finn Balor for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. Much respect to Balor, but it proves my point that Roman Reigns absolutely sucks.
Mm.
Roman Reigns is a scared little kid. Roman Reigns has to change every 2 years because you people stop caring about him.
No lie there.
And he is nothing. Roman Reigns is nothing more than a lazy stooge named Joe.
Oh.
I would have embarrassed your ass at SummerSlam, and you know it. You didn't reject me because of how I look. You're afraid to fight me because of how I'll make you look. Drops the mic.
Nice.
He's going to leave. But then Baron Corbin comes out, and Cena forgets who he is at first because, of course, he looks homeless now.
Right. What does Cena say?
Oh, yeah, Cena.
Who are you?
Yeah, he sure does.
And then Corbin tells Cena about his problems.
And to top it off, last week, I don't know if you saw, but I sustained an injury to a very sensitive part of my body, and well, John, now I'm unable to surf the internet, eat breakfast cereal, and go to a walk in the park. No, John, I'm unable to perform.
Oh, his dick don't work.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, erectile dysfunction.
It's like, instead of going to the Attitude Era from the PG era,
yeah,
they hired like a bunch of 12-year-olds to write the jokes.
Yes.
Hey, can you guys write something edgy?
Oh, did you say edgy? I can't perform.
Well, that is
I watched Big Bang Theory this week.
Edging
and
is my
jokes are in.
Edging is my favorite genre of porn. So, oh, wait, what are you talking about?
Missionary position. That's a good one. Because there's also, well, I don't know yet because I'm not old enough, but we'll look it up.
Sure, you're not.
I'm sure there's other cool shit that I don't know about yet. A doggy dog where you put in her butt.
So
did
Cena,
you thumb her?
Cena gives Corbin some cash, but Corbin says that's not enough. And he asks Cena to put him in the Suicide Squad, but Cena tells him they already filmed it, and then he tells everyone to go see it. Corbin calls Cena a Hollywood sellout, and then Cena says, I'm going to give you something that you really need, an attitude adjustment.
Boom.
And then Baron Corbin watches him slowly pick him up.
I thought it was weird because he said,
slowly pick him up.
I'm going to give you an attitude adjustment, but then he gave him an FU. I was like,
yeah, that's so weird.
A little strange.
Right. Yeah.
Next up, we have Jimmy Uso versus Rey Mysterio with Jay and Dominic ringside.
Yeah.
Jimmy goes for a Samoan drop, but Rey counters with a
roll up.
And this time, guys, Dominic puts his feet on Rey's back.
I get it.
To help him get the win. I'm so confused. I don't even know what to push.
I don't even.
Stupid, 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 stupid.
You know how faces like always cheat to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, sorry, Orton wasn't done.
All he did was pot it back up, and it's still going.
Stupid. So this is the third time this has happened. You'd think the ref would smarten up by now.
Yeah.
But the ref still can't see it. They don't review tape, the referees. Yeah.
So what's the SummerSlam match going to be? You can only pin with your feet or something?
Yes.
Yeah. No cheating.
Yeah.
Well, that's every match.
Yeah. Next up, Caleb Braxton. They just have like 10 referees to make sure no one's cheating.
Right, yeah.
It'd be hilarious. Next up, Caleb Braxton interviews Bianca Belair in the ring. Bianca now has giant CGI lips for her intro now with her with the hair behind it.
Yeah.
It looks like a monster from like an 80s horror film. Like,
yeah.
It looks freaky.
Right.
I don't know.
You can stop with the giant CGI logos.
I know.
Yeah. It's fucking awkward and weird. Happened? Belair also doesn't spank her ass anymore. Now it's her thigh because she's the champion.
And she, everyone
loves. So she can't spank herself anymore. It's her thigh. Really?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. Why, Vince? You're a fucking pervert. Have you not watched the show when
you
were on
every... Have you not watched you?
Yeah. Watch you. That's nothing.
Spank yourself. From 20 plus years ago. Ugh. So Kayla tells Belair she's been the champion for over 100 days, and she asks what's in store for the next 100 days. And then Carmella interrupts, and she wants another title shot.
Oh.
Because she hasn't gotten enough.
No. Yeah, or when Sasha done won the, anything to get one.
When Sasha won the belt, Carmella challenged for the title multiple times.
Yeah.
Then Sasha dropped it to Belair, and now Carmella once again is challenging for the title multiple times.
Loses and loses and loses.
I mean, is there no one else? Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's
there is
Zelina
no one else.
Vega who interrupts.
Okay.
Because she wants the title shot and to lose.
Yeah.
And Belair accepts Vega's challenge, but then Carmella and Vega start beating her up. Then the music hits, and it's the return of the boss, Sasha Banks. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, it was a little underwhelming. A little underwhelming return.
But it was fine.
She's back. That's cool.
You know, they hit the button, and she comes out.
Right.
She's got blue and white hair now. There's like white streaks in her hair.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for that, Sasha. I didn't think it would be permanent. Anyways, Sasha runs to the ring. She beats up Carmella and Vega, and then...
You jerked off on her wig?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for making it so obvious now, Eric.
Oh, my God, Eric.
Jesus.
God, humor.
Yeah. Ha!
101.
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining it to everyone.
Some jokes some people might not get.
Thanks for explaining it to everyone, Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Hey, how fucking dare you? I'm surprised you didn't give me the button.
Anyways,
Eric,
Sasha
I was
runs.
Counted out. My opponent was counted out, and he has the title. Why am I not the champ?
Yeah.
I was going to suggest shut up, Michael, but, you know.
Whatever. So, of course, here is where we all expected Sasha to then beat up Belair.
Right.
But no, she gives her a big hug.
Yeah.
Because they won an award together.
Right. That's it.
Best friends.
They're best friends.
We're the first ones
now.
To main event WrestleMania, kind of.
Nope. Nope, not the first woman to do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
We all know it's coming. There's a tag team match for the main event. We'll get to that later.
There we go. Okay.
Next up, we have Chad Gable versus Reggie.
Who are you?
Sorry, formerly known as Reginald.
Oh, okay.
For the 24/7 championship.
In the ring again.
In the ring.
Okay. All right. As long as, I mean, that's fine. As long as the other guys run out during the match, because obviously, you know, it's still...
those are suspended. The rules are suspended during this match.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. All right.
But, the 24/7 champion's now on SmackDown.
Okay.
He can go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
He can
show up. Oh, so it's the tag belt and the 24/7 belt?
Well, let me ask you this.
Is this a WWE title in 2002?
Yeah, does he have to defend it on a Wednesday?
Possibly.
It's 24/7.
Yeah.
Sunday.
I've never seen it defended on a Wednesday, but
or ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Otis attacks Reggie before the match starts.
Yeah.
And then again a few minutes later, giving Reggie the win via DQ.
Right. So wait, what?
Yeah.
You could be DQ'd in a 24/7. Okay. So as soon as he's DQ'd,
right,
then why don't they pin him?
Well, Otis threw Reggie out of the ring,
right,
and then Reggie escaped.
And he flipped, dude. He He did like a triple flip.
How dare you do that to Macho
Man? Landed over there. And then they're like, well, we can't get him. He's over there now.
Super fucked up.
He's over there now.
Right. Yeah, like you could have, you know, you attacked him before the match.
They broke his leg.
Why not just keep attacking Reggie, give him the Vader bomb, Otis.
Right, right.
And then you could beat him before this official match even begins.
Yes.
And then if not, you could do it after. But no, Otis is a big, dumb fucking idiot, and he throws him out of the ring.
Maybe he just doesn't want that title like most people on the roster.
Well, I don't know. Chad Gable seemed to want it.
Yeah.
But no. Next up, we have the Finn Balor Roman Reigns contract signing. The crowd chants for Cena, but Reigns says, we've already seen Mr. Missionary tonight.
Mm.
And then Reigns tells Balor, Cena thinks I'm ducking him, which means he thinks you're lesser than him, but I think you're worthy to challenge for the Universal Championship. Which, well, yeah, he was the first champion.
Right.
He was the first one.
Literally.
And he says, you're also worthy to catch this beatdown at SummerSlam. If you sign this contract, I'm going to smash you and send you back to NXT. So Reigns signs the contract, but then Balor says, it will be my privilege to return to NXT, once again, Universal Champion.
Oh.
And then Balor's about to sign the contract, but then Baron Corbin attacks him from behind. Throws him out of the ring, beats him up out of the ring, gets back in the ring with the contract. Corbin's now about to sign the contract.
But hold on. Why is Corbin, they've been like doing like this, I'm so sad.
I'm a homeless,
I'm
sad
turning
idiot.
Into a good guy. And then he beats up Baron.
He's not turning into a good guy.
No.
I guess.
Nope.
So Corbin's about to sign the contract because that's how contracts work.
Uh-huh.
And then John Cena runs out, throws Corbin out of the ring, and then Cena signs the contract.
You see what it said right below where he signed his name?
Yeah.
Because he put the contract on the screen. It said Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
Well, Paul Heyman brought that up after the break. And he was like, it's Finn Balor's name on the contract. And there's John Cena's name. And
that he wrote like, in Sharpie. And I'm pretty sure the E was backwards, like a 7-year-old.
Yeah. When I bought my house last month, Andrew raced in.
Yeah.
And like went to like Irish whip me into the wall so he can sign it because then he'd own the house.
Right.
But I reversed it, thank God.
Oh,
so
man.
I jumped down, I signed my name, then he power bombed me through the table.
Right.
But I signed it.
You signed it. So he couldn't, it's official.
He couldn't steal my house. It's right there. There's the contract. You have it in your hands.
I do.
But Joe, I have to tell you that contract does say Pisano.
Yeah.
But that's not the correct contract. That was a forgery.
What?
That was a fake contract. I have the real contract in my hands.
What?
And it says Andrew Pisano owns the house, but Joe Pisano still has to pay for it. So there you go.
What?
Yeah. Swerve.
That's
Swerve,
how contracts Joe. Work?
That's how they work.
Inception?
Oh. What's that, Eric? You're going to cross out Andrew's name and write Eric Hamilton? And now you own the house? Contracts.
And now Andrew has to pay for it.
And scene. So guys, that's
and
how
new homeowner.
So that's how contracts work.
Yeah,
for all
in case
of our
you didn't know.
Non-attorney friends.
Yeah,
This is how they do contracts.
Yeah. So if you know someone that you hate and they're like, hey, gonna go sign the papers for the house today, just show up, beat them up, and sign your name. Right. Boom, own the house.
The announced team said, "Is that legal?" Then Paul Heyman explains. That's not legal.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then Adam Pearce says, that's good enough for me. And then DeVille says that Roman Reigns will defend the championship against John Cena at SummerSlam.
Like we all knew would happen.
Yeah. Like, fuck Finn Balor.
Fuck him.
What?
Yeah.
Finn Balor went from the main event to SummerSlam to fighting Corbin next week on SmackDown.
Oh, ooh. God.
Poor Moving Finn. On up.
Poor Finn.
Yeah.
When can I go back to NXT?
Can I go back after beating
Corbin? You said
it'd
be different this time.
Right.
You're losing to Corbin. I'm what?
Next up, we have Big E, Cesaro, and King Nakamura versus Apollo Crews, Robert Roode, and Dolph Ziggler.
I had to have seen this, huh?
Sure.
Well, the live crowd last week saw this match while they were playing the concert matches. When they were like, oh, no, we're in the,
that's enough,
the Rolling Loud Music Festival. And so they did this. Nakamura wasn't even wearing the crown.
Yeah, fuck it.
He just became the king.
That's done.
Like a month ago.
Over.
They're still calling him King Nakamura, but no crown.
No more Kingsuke.
He lost his crown. He
couldn't find it.
And Commander Aziz attacked Rick Boogs for playing the guitar, and then Nakamura hit Cruz with the Kinshasa for the win.
Oh.
He pinned the IC champ.
Oh, my God. That means nothing.
Well, that means he might get a title shot.
Sure.
Maybe or something. It was a tag team match.
Yeah.
Right. So. But yeah, IC champ gets pinned, as he always does.
Always.
You know?
Even in a singles match.
Next up, Edge comes out.
You think he
fireworks. And we go to commercial.
Oh.
When we come back, Seth Rollins is standing in the ring because he attacked Edge from behind during the commercial break and hit him in the head with a TV camera.
5 hours of WWE programming.
Yeah.
In 1 week over two shows. Mm-hmm. And they can't show us Seth Rollins hitting him with the camera live.
Well, right.
What
this
the
is
F?
Clearly some sort of like ploy to trick the audience. Like, oh, you missed it because you're watching commercials. Well, no, it was during the commercial.
During the commercials.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, like it's them trying to trick you. Like, don't ever change the channel.
Don't ever change ever.
Something
ever.
Can happen. Don't, so Rollins
still miss it.
Rollins says, if I can't be the Universal Champion, then neither can Edge. And the crowd was chanting, we want Becky the whole time and
hoping that he'll go home and tell Becky. Hey, right. they want you.
Hey, they want you, all right?
They want you, all right.
Then for the main event of SmackDown, we have Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair versus Carmella and Zelina Vega. Belair presses Sasha over her head and throws her onto both of the women. And then Sasha makes Carmella tap to the bank statement. Vega's 0-5 now, I think, since she's been back.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back, Vega.
Welcome back. After the match, Banks and Belair celebrate together.
Here we go. Yeah.
And then, of course, the inevitable happens. Sasha gives Bianca a backstabber.
In a turn that everybody saw coming.
Of course.
Literally everyone.
So that's why you shouldn't have waited. You should have just done it right away.
Yeah.
She gives her some punches or tornado DDT off the second rope and then makes Belair tap to the bank statement. Then she holds up the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then they tell her, nope, we still got 30 seconds left. So then she puts her in the bank statement again to end the show.
Yep.
Sasha's back. You know, this is her SummerSlam match. It's certainly better than Carmella again, or even Vega, because you know she's going to lose. At least with Sasha, you think there's clearly a chance Sasha can win it back.
Yes. Yeah. But we have to rematch WrestleMania. She leaves, and she comes back, and immediately rematch.
You act like this is the first time a WrestleMania rematch has been at SummerSlam.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do this all the time.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, They had a really good match. I don't mind seeing this again.
I do. Don't give me a rematch at a Big Four. The next Big Four. Well, I guess Money in the Bank is 5 now, but the next Big Four, I get the same match.
You should write your local congressman.
Money in the Bank is a Big Four now.
That'd do anything?
Survivor Series.
You never know.
Money in the Bank is a Big Four now because Survivor Series is not a Big Four anymore. It hasn't been a Big Four in a long time.
Yeah. It's not.
I mean, not
as big. Really hasn't.
It's because
there's
it sucks.
No implications in it.
There's nothing like, yeah, that's
not
it.
Even any championship matches.
No.
So, all right. Monday Night Raw opens with Bobby Lashley and MVP. MVP talks shit about Goldberg, and then out comes the old fuck. Goldberg hugs his son before he gets in the ring. Remember his son?
Yeah.
When his son was shirtless in the ring with him 4 years ago?
Uh-huh.
He grew up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's 16 now.
WrestleMania next year, Rey Mysterio and Dominik versus Goldberg and his son.
And his son, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So Goldberg tells Lashley, you look scared.
Hook.
No, that's Taz. How dare you?
That's some renegade shit.
How dare you?
Naming someone Hook is some renegade shit.
Don't be plugging other people's kids.
No, he shook.
Goldberg tells Lashley, you look scared. Are you up for the challenge? Meanwhile, the fans are chanting, we want Wyatt.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But Goldberg yells, this is Chicago. And then some fan in the third row gives him the finger, just like
right in his face.
Fuck you.
Don't say my city's name.
This is Chicago. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We hate you.
Yeah.
And then Goldberg explains what Goldberg is, or something like that. Take a listen to this fucking shit.
You see, it doesn't matter whether I'm 35, 45, or 105.
There's the number.
Goldberg will always be Goldberg.
He'll be dead.
Goldberg lives by the spear, and you, champ, will die by the spear.
Yeah, but you'll probably die first.
That's
as you spear
why
him.
I am Goldberg.
Did he say Goldberg?
Goldberg at SummerSlam, champ, you're next.
Hold on. He said he was next.
Yeah.
He said, I'm next.
Yeah.
Now he's next.
Right. Yeah.
Like, who's next?
MVP's next.
Oh,
yeah.
Makes sense. Well, we find out.
He leaves. MVP then talks shit right to Goldberg's son's face.
Who had the best glow up I've ever seen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Handsome kid. Mm. Not that chubby fuck.
Well, he's underage. So take it easy.
Yeah, calm down.
So Goldberg runs back out and he spears MVP on the floor. And then later in the show, Sarah Schreiber interviews Lashley backstage, who says, I hope Goldberg brings his son to SummerSlam. So his son could watch me annihilate him.
If Titus O'Neil has taught us anything, is we don't want to see their kids on TV.
Oh, my God.
Especially if you're going to kiss them on the lips.
Bringing that one back from 2015 when Titus O'Neil made out with his son on Monday Night Raw. My God.
Bleh, bleh.
On the lips.
What does Titus O'Neil and Tom Brady have in common? They both make out with their kids.
They're like, yeah, it's fucked up how people like make serial killers. Like, what the fuck are they teaching these kids? Come here, son.
La, 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 la.
Just get a little tongue. We'll do more.
Do you want an allowance? Get your tongue over here.
We'll do more tongue at home where people can't see us because, you know, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Tom Brady did it on camera. They were filming his documentary. He's laying down, getting a massage and a handy.
Yeah.
And then his son walks in and just like, he's just like, oh, God.
He like dips his tongue in his mouth.
I think he spit in his mouth. He just stood over him. Yeah. And that's
there you go. Hi, Daddy. It's your youngest, Tom.
And that's how Tom Brady stays young, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He drinks the DNA of
his children. Sucking souls and filling holes.
Good God.
I'm sorry. You can't defend it. If you're out there listening and you go, I kiss my child on the lips, stop. You're confusing the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
They're going to have some weird sexual fetishes when they're older. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
L.A. feet.
Oh. All right, next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Veer and Shanky. Earlier in the show, we see McIntyre showing Sarah Schreiber his sword, and Corey Graves yells, look at the size of Drew McIntyre's sword.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Close to none.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Shanky.
Anyways, listen
that's,
to...
That's when he saw Drew's sword.
Yeah.
Listen to Drew McIntyre's entrance.
Strong emotions going into the ring tonight.
What was that? Listen close.
Strong emotions going into the ring tonight.
Michael Cole yelling 16-time champion.
Is Drew a 16-time champion?
Is Michael Cole there?
Michael Cole's watch. Michael Cole was like still connected to the Thunderdome.
Right, yeah.
Still connected.
Like, what the Jesus. Hell is going on how, there? Obviously, Joe already ranted about it, so not much else needed to be said, but what were they doing there?
Right.
Didn't make any sense.
No.
And you know what? They didn't play any fake chants during the match because we had some CM Punk chants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everyone pretty much knows that he's coming to AEW pretty soon.
Yeah. The first dance.
The first dance. August 13th.
All in or...
Yeah. So McIntyre sets up for the Claymore, but Jinder Mahal hits him with a chair for the DQ. Then Veer and Shanky get chairs, but McIntyre brings his sword in the ring, and he hits Mahal and Veer's chairs away. And then he holds the sword up to Shanky.
Shanky.
Shanky tosses the chair.
Shanky.
And then McIntyre acts like he's going to cut his head off, but then he pulls back as Shanky leaves the ring. McIntyre has the big sword, and he goes, argh! And then Shanky's like, oh, God! And McIntyre's like, I wasn't going to kill you.
I wasn't going to cut you in half.
Come on.
Right.
Come on. And then backstage, Mahal and his boys are running to leave the arena because they're afraid of McIntyre, except for Veer, who had the craziest, stupidest smile on his face the entire time.
Right.
Go back and check that out. So don't know stupid. What the hell he was
that's
thinking.
The face I made when you showed me that fettuccine calzone.
Yeah. Give me some of that.
Corey Graves reminded us, never bring a chair to a sword fight.
Yes.
Whatever
that's right.
The hell that means.
And Mahal keeps saying sword. He's like,
sword.
It's his sword.
I'll take a sword.
And then also backstage, McIntyre tells Kevin Patrick that when it comes to Mahal, he might just finish the job. So Mahal he'll kill.
Yeah.
Not Shanky. He likes Shanky.
He does.
But he's going to totally cut Mahal's head off.
Yeah.
His former best friend.
Right. That's going to be their SummerSlam match, a decapitation match.
Yeah. No, that's for Saudi Mania.
Oh, right. Good point. Good point.
All right. Finally, they're playing by our rules.
It will be McIntyre versus Mahal, and the loser will have to cut off this woman's head. You will cut off her head.
Wait, did you say loser?
I'm sorry, I meant a winner, of course.
The winner, of course.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Of course, the loser.
There's plenty of women to cut
Don't
heads
worry,
off.
You're all champions here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we have Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley with Shayna Baszler ringside. Apparently, this has never happened before.
Oh.
This match, wow. This one-on-one match. Who knew? Yeah. I don't know.
Who knew?
Anyways, Nia got busted open really bad.
Yeah.
By the end of the match, she looked like Two-Face.
Ooh, yeah.
Like good Tommy analogy. Lee Jones, yeah. Two-Face.
Right.
Not even like, you know, the good Two-Face.
Add a little anarchy.
Shayna tries to distract Ripley, but it backfires, and Ripley beats Nia with a...
Roll up. So in this backfire,
yeah,
Shayna gets on the apron.
Yes. Yeah.
Ripley's yelling at her.
Uh-huh.
Shayna jumps down. Uh-huh. Ripley sidesteps.
Then
3 seconds later,
Nia runs at the ropes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll
and
up.
Then, oh, boy.
And then Rhea, who was champ recently.
Yes.
Who's maybe the most dominant force in the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls up Nia and is shocked that she beat her.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the last time Nia won any meaningful singles match?
Who knows?
Well, shocked. It's like, oh, I did it! I beat Nia!
She was shocked because those guys at What's Wrong with Wrestling are correct. It is the most effective move.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Why am I even doing the Riptide?
There's no reason to.
So after the match, Nia and Shayna yell at each other, and then Shayna leaves. She walks out on Nia. And then Ripley gets back in the ring, kicks Nia in the head, and then gives her a horrible Riptide.
Horrible.
I mean, in her defense.
Horrible.
That's a big girl.
Why do it, though? You rolled her up,
yeah.
And then you do the Riptide?
Sure. Just to prove a point that you...
What was the point?
But why are you attacking Nia after the match?
Yeah.
That you won?
Because...
What did she do to you?
She's a heel, and she's a heel.
Mm.
And heels do heels.
Heels do heels.
Yeah. She was high-fiving fans. I'm so confused who's heels and who's faces.
I know.
The woman's
you can't ever fucking tell.
You really can't.
Right.
I mean, next up.
1 week, she's winking at me. Next week, she's busting Nia Jax open.
Right. That's it.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. One. Well, how many? That's like 150 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Give or take a couple.
Yeah. Next up, we have Mace and T-Bar versus Mansoor and Mustafa
rematch
Ali.
After rematch, yep. After rematch, yep. After rematch, yeah. After rematch.
After rematch.
Wow. How'd your match go? It went really well. And I even winked at the Make-A-Wish kid as I was walking out. He wasn't sitting that part of the ring.
Anyways, Mustafa Ali and Mansoor are basically just doing Riddle and Orton.
Yeah.
Mansoor is just like the super fan of Ali, hugging right. him before the match, and Ali's like, oh, get right. off me. They're just copying Riddle and Orton.
Yeah.
Off me.
Next week, Mansoor is going to have like one of those one wheel skateboard things.
Yeah.
Instead of a scooter.
Or, and then Mansoor is going to do Mustafa Ali's finisher, you know, his finisher.
Who are you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The who are you flip. What is his finisher? Honestly.
He like...
Yeah, see, we don't know. It's something off the top rope,
I think it's
right?
like...
Hollywood twist.
Scoot, roll.
Yeah.
Oh,
roll with...
Rolling yes. up?
Roll up, yeah.
So yeah, Mace distracts Mansoor and then T-Bar... T-Bar, that's his name.
T-Bar
hits a spinning big boot for the win.
Right, I didn't get that. So I understand the tornado lariat.
Yes.
I don't understand the tornado big boot.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
But neither did the most electrifying move in sports entertainment.
Well, no, so he's the Rock? T-Bar is the Rock?
He is not.
So after the match, Mace and T-Bar get behind Ali like they're going to rape him.
Yeah.
And then Ali pushes Mansoor out of the ring to save him, and then Mace and T-Bar give Ali the double sit-down choke.
He's like, no rape for you! Also, is that the first time Mansoor's been pinned?
Probably.
I think so.
No, didn't Sheamus beat him like his first week on the show? I think
maybe
he like beat him the first week,
maybe
or something.
I don't
like
know.
That. Yeah,
Knowing Mansoor, probably rolled him up. I don't know.
He's still undefeated where it counts. Saudi Mania, undefeated. He's 3-0.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be the new WrestleMania streak.
Oh, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Charlotte Flair, or someone that used to resemble Charlotte Flair. She mentions...
She's such a two-face.
Yeah.
Somebody Charlotte... that I used to know. I'm going to play that every time she comes out now.
That'd be hilarious. Charlotte mentions Simone Biles withdrawing from the Olympics due to mental health and tells the crowd, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
And then some of them chant for Becky Lynch. So she says, Becky's not here. I'm the one who sold out the Allstate Arena. I don't know about that.
I mean.
Yeah. And then again, Charlotte says, I'm going somewhere with this. Nikki stole my Raw Women's Championship and I'm going to have my own nervous breakdown. So she's mocking a real life breakdown.
Nervous breakdown. Yeah.
With her own.
Poor taste.
Yeah. I mean, she's a heel, but.
Yeah.
So then she reminds us that she's been cashed in on 3 times. We forgot about Carmella cashed in on her for the first one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's been 4 cash ins for the women. 3 of them were on Charlotte.
Well, wow. When you always have the fucking belt.
Yeah. So you gotta lose it.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, John Cena's been cashed in on a lot, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Her promo went on forever. She tosses a chair in the ring, a kendo stick, and a broom. She's like, yeah, I'm going to beat her with a broom.
Okay.
And then Nikki hits Charlotte in the back with a chair, and Charlotte rolls out of the ring, barely selling the chair shot.
Because why would she?
She just rolls out of the ring and looks like surprised, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You got hit with a chair, bitch.
Right.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that later. Next up, we have Tamina versus Doudrop with Eva Marie ringside, who cut a shitty promo backstage before the match that I'm not going to play.
Surprise, surprise.
Nah. Tamina came out with both tag belts because Natalia's ankle got twisted last week against Doudrop, and she even had surgery.
Yeah.
But she's only going to be out a few weeks, apparently, so they're not dropping the tag titles, unfortunately. By the way, Shotzi and Knox... Shotzi and Knox.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're as soon dead. As you're I there, guess. You're gone.
They beat Natalya and Tamina, what, 3 weeks in a row? Then we never saw them. Then they shot Corbin in the dick the previous week. And then this week, they're not on SmackDown anymore. But okay, whatever. Yeah. Corey Graves said, Tamina ain't nobody Mina.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, they asked Roman Reigns to comment.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, good for him.
He's still the smartest man in wrestling. So yeah, this match was trash. Tamina moved a full second before Doudrop went for her crossbody.
Uh-huh.
And then Tamina won with a Samoan drop.
Kinda.
After the match, Alexa Bliss and Lily appear on the big screen, and Alexa yelled, and the loser of the match is Eva Marie.
But she said it like Eva Marie, where she goes, Eva Marie!
Yes, thank
you. You're welcome.
Later in the show, Alexa cuts a promo from her playground, but then Doudrop attacks her from behind. Eva Marie picks up Lily and says, you're so much yuckier and uglier and gross in person. That's a direct quote. Direct quote. And then Eva drops Lily and tells Alexa, this is evolution, and then leaves with Doudrop. Alexa's on the ground in a lot of pain, but then they cut back to Lily, and she stands up. Yeah.
Oh! I'm terrified.
Oh.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my God. Right. Vince?
This is such good shit.
No. MJF?
Dominique bullshit!
I don't know. It's
probably... On a plus side, Eva Marie's trip from last week made Supercell Sunday on a WrestleBot.
As it should.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Good Lord. So yeah, Lily stands up. It's wow.
Lily's alive.
So scary. I'm scared. Are you scared?
Scared.
Yeah. Go see Chucky on the USA Network.
I just see some like production guy like under the cameras. That's all I see.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Miz TV with their guest Damian Priest.
Okay.
They've been feuding since WrestleMania.
You just hit a retired button. Well, that's going to cost you a dollar. It's
still there.
I don't know. Yeah. Give me the dollar.
Well, you owe me $1.
We made rules.
So you owe me $1 already.
All right, so it's a wash.
I don't know about that.
Got it.
Backstage before Miz TV, Riddle reveals his new scooter because he's got a scooter back.
Right, yeah.
We thought maybe it'd be the end of the scooters because Omos broke it. But no, he just has another scooter.
And they're really cheap. Yeah.
And then he tells Damian Priest about his goldfish, Swim Shady.
Another swing and a miss.
More CM Punk chants for this segment.
I'm not surprised at all.
Miz says Priest is the reason he's in a wheelchair, but then Priest suggests Miz's only problem is that his dick doesn't work. So that's both shows where two guys have limp dicks.
Yeah.
Corbin and Miz. And then Morrison holds up
new
the
trend.
Limp Morrison dick. Holds up the dripstick and says, "Are you thirsty, SA? Because I could fix that in a hurry." And then Miz is like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, not right now." God, this is awful. Priest calls Morrison Johnny's sidekick, and he calls Miz a loudmouth jackass who's using his best friend to get ahead. And then Miz tries to squirt Priest, but he grabs it from him. Then Morrison attacks Priest, but Priest throws him out of the ring. And then Priest squirts Miz in the face over and over with the dripstick. And then we have Damian Priest versus Johnny Drip Drip. Jimmy Smith said Morrison is fighting for Miz's honor. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then,
where's the crickets one?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that was crickets.
Miz squirts Priest during the match, which allows Morrison to briefly get the advantage back, but Priest still wins with the sit down choke slam. And then Sheamus attacks Priest after the match, but then Ricochet runs out and makes the save. So now we have Damian Priest and Ricochet versus John Morrison and Sheamus.
Didn't Priest beat Sheamus last week? I know I've missed.
Probably
some time he did. Here.
Yes, he. I think so.
Why did he bring out the title? He beat him. He pinned him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Because that's not how wrestling works.
That's not how it works. Was it a championship contenders match?
Eliminator match?
Oh, it was.
Eliminator.
It was championship contenders match, but I don't know what that means.
So
yeah, Miz squirts water all over the floor, and then Morrison throws Ricochet, and he slides into the steel steps. Slides on the floor.
That's fine.
Because of the water.
Fucking yeah.
And then Priest hits Morrison with the Reckoning for the win. How creative! Priest pins Morrison in both matches.
Wow. Shaking things up.
Shaking it up.
Yeah.
My God. Next up, we have Riddle versus Omos. Backstage before the match, Omos told Kevin Patrick, Riddle's scooter came first. Riddle's spine comes next. And then
hello, lady.
Riddle came out fist bumping the fans. Riddle comes out, you know, he fist bumps the fans like he always does. And then he gets to some old woman.
Yeah.
And he's like, fist bump? And she's just like, no.
Fuck you.
So
fucking stoner.
We also we also heard Omos's entrance music for the first time.
Oh, who are you?
And it sounds like Omos is rapping himself in the song. But you can't understand what he's saying.
Right. That's like if Great Khali did his own entrance music and
good
rapped.
Good Lord.
It sounded like Shaq rapping.
So Riddle jumped on Omos' back before the bell rang and put him in a sleeper, but Omos threw him off. Omos jumped off the apron to the floor, and Jimmy Smith yelled, "The ground just shook!"
God.
And then, Riddle got some shots in, but Omos hit his finisher for the win.
Yeah.
So Riddle takes a clean loss to a guy that won't be around in 6 months.
Why? Well.
Probably not.
Why? No, not physically. He won't be.
That's when Omos will rap like Shaq, and he'll be like, AJ Styles, tell me how my ass tastes.
Right.
Because yeah. Shaq did it to Kobe.
He'll be like, you guys remember the movie Kazan? That's my new gimmick.
Oh, God. That will be his gimmick soon, probably.
Jesus.
Or we're going to find out that Omos is just a genie that AJ Styles found.
Yeah.
He found some
funny.
Lamp.
Yeah. In a boombox.
In a boombox. All right, next up we have Karrion Kross versus Keith Lee.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Kross gave Lee a Sayu suplex on the steel steps. Then he locked in the cross jacket, but Lee fought out of it and hit the spirit bomb for the win.
Uh-huh.
Vince McMahon is a piece of shit.
It can't be Vince. I'm
a deciding. Piece of shit.
It can't be Vince.
How could it not be Vince?
Why would he try to...
Who runs the show? Yeah.
Why would he want to shit on another show of his?
Who runs
so
the
badly?
Show?
Bottom right, who's this person you're talking about?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who's booking this? Is this Triple H booking it?
It doesn't make any sense.
This is Vince McMahon.
Poison, 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 poison.
He said it himself.
I'm going to kill my creation!
Before I sell it, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to win. Yeah.
A lethal dose.
A lethal dose.
Poison. Of Disney.
Of Disney poison. He must really hate Triple H. He must really hate Triple H, or he's and he's also pissed at the bad ratings NXT's right. getting. I'm just going to bury your champion.
Right.
Right in front of you as I watch you cry in the corner.
He's like, AEW is not competition. Every person that comes to us from AEW, I instantly bury.
Yeah.
Vince, they're How coming hard. From NXT. That's what I said, AEW. Same thing. Same thing.
Wait, how hard that? Is Triple H grinding his teeth when he while he's watching Karrion Kross take
Fun
these
fact,
losses?
There's none left.
There's none no. left.
None teeth left.
No, none teeth.
None teeth.
No, none fun.
Next up, we have Akira Tozawa versus Reggie for the 24/7 championship.
See, both
but
shows.
Wild
yeah,
card?
Well, whatever. Backstage before the match, Reggie cuts a promo claiming he's not really French. He just did that to become Carmella's sommelier to get his foot in the door.
Oh.
You know
Time
why?
To drop the accent.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why?
Because it's terrible.
Because he's a baby face now.
Oh, you can't have an accent.
You can't be a French baby face. Be- no. Triple H was on Lana, Jericho's podcast.
Kofi.
Like Triple H was on Jericho's podcast 5 years ago. And, you know, Triple H was French in WCW.
Yeah.
And then when he came over to WWE, Vince told him, you can't be French because if we ever turn you babyface.
Wow.
But whatever.
Wow, wow.
So, mid-match, Tozawa screamed, Ninja Power! And yeah. then he did his finger thing again, which it's been a while since we've seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But Ninja Power fails. Wow. It's not as good as Turtle Power.
I guess not.
And Reggie wins with his finisher, the flipping...
The roll-up.
The flipping taint to face.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The flipping sack slap.
I call it a roll-up.
The flipping sack
Can
slap.
Can I count it as a roll-up?
It's a roll-over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a summer sauce. Yeah. Tumble sauce.
Tumble sauce into a roly sauce.
Next up, we have Charlotte Flair versus Nikki Ash.
Rematch after yeah. rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Yeah. Wait, but this is a no-holds-barred Raw Women's Championship contenders match.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Top
Who
left?
Are you?
It's, no, this is for the title.
No.
Yeah. See,
Charlotte- Hold on. It's a no-holds-barred. Okay, yeah. no-holds-barred.
Okay.
Raw Women's Championship.
Thank you.
Contenders match.
She's contending for the Raw Women's Championship right now.
But Charlotte, I still don't know
beat
what this
her
means.
Fair and square. So she doesn't get a title shot?
At yep. SummerSlam.
Yes.
You have to beat the champ like 16 fucking times.
After you've already been announced to be in the match.
Oh yeah. God. She's already in the SummerSlam match, but yeah. these are championship contenders matches, which I don't even know what they are anymore.
Nobody does.
No. Early in the show, backstage, we see Nikki running back and forth in a 5 foot space.
Uh huh.
I'll give you an example.
Like a superhero.
This is like 5 feet right here. Yeah. This okay. is what Nikki was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. They marked
so
the tape.
She's
they
training
tape
pretty well.
Ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did. That's some good training.
That's
there,
some
Nikki.
Superhero training right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Charlotte cleared the announce table and tried to throw a monitor at Nikki, but she missed because the wire attached to it was too short.
Yeah.
The rest of this match was actually good, despite their feud sucking. Charlotte speared Nikki through the barricade.
Sure.
Charlotte gave Nikki a big boot in the ring, goes for the cover, but then picks Nikki up to stop the count. And this was while they were showing what happened, like they were coming back from break. So they were showing a replay of Charlotte spearing Nikki through the barricade while she was pinning her and lifting her head up. And then I guess they told Charlotte, do it again. Because they were showing that replay, so she did the same thing again.
Yeah.
She hit the big boot, goes for the pin, then picks Nikki up.
Dumb.
Then Charlotte grabs a chair from under the ring, but Nikki drop kicks it into Charlotte's face. And then hits a tornado DDT on the floor. Nikki goes for a crossbody off the barricade, but Charlotte catches her and powerbombs Nikki through the announce table. Then she brings Nikki in the ring, places her foot on Nikki's chest for the pin, but Nikki kicks out.
Mm.
And then Charlotte goes for a spear, but Nikki moves, and Charlotte goes through a table. And then Nikki hits her old finisher, the swinging neck breaker, with Charlotte's feet on the second rope. And Nikki gets the win.
All right. Much better than a
Does she have her finisher?
Body.
Does what? She have her finisher back?
Did she what? She got the what?
She got the win.
Are we recording this?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. The champion won.
The champ won.
New. Oh, wait. I'm confused. Charlotte
and
lost.
Yeah.
Still.
And new.
And still.
Charlotte lost and new. I don't know any other words. She's always the champion.
Right. Yeah. So Nikki celebrates with the crowd to end the
Good
show.
Good for her. Fuck off, Charlotte.
Good for you.
If Nikki would have cashed in a couple weeks ago and hit the swinging neck breaker and then won the title,
would have made more
that
sense.
That would have been a cool cash in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not a crossbody from 1962. 1938.
You just jump in your land.
1843. That's when the first crossbody happened. 1843.
You see, I'll do the whole match right now. Punch, punch, kick, punch. Punch, kick, punch, crossbody for the win. Okay, you ready?
Here we go. That's how you do it.
Okay, here we go.
Yahoo. Yeah, you see this new wrestling now? They're hitting tombstone power drivers and
habba, habba, hoo,
fruity roll-ups.
I knew that was where that was going.
Not and, in my day.
And Hubie Stank?
Hubie Stank. What the fuck are we talking about? All right, let's get to awards.
All right, it's time.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Seth Rollins.
Oh. I had Nia's bloody
yeah,
face.
I had Two-Face, Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
Sasha Banks.
I went with Carmella.
I thought you said her return was pretty lame, Eric.
Still looked hot.
Wasn't lame.
She can't look hot in a lame return?
Zelina Vega. Hmm. But worst acting?
Goldberg.
That is acceptable. That is always acceptable. I got Eva Marie.
Okay.
I had Nia Jax.
Best acting?
I had John Cena.
John Cena.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
The 16-time champion is here.
16-time!
It amongst all the cheers.
I had Goldberg will always be Goldberg.
Mm.
What does that mean?
It means what it means.
Shit will always be shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feces will always be feces.
Good saying.
And suck will always suck.
That is true.
Best comment?
Mr. Missionary already came out tonight.
Oh, you can give it
Eric
to Roman?
Just sucking off Roman.
Roman just referring to a joke that worked last week.
Calm down.
Is he going to refer to it again?
I had Cena's missionary
response. Cena's missionary
response,
yeah.
Yeah.
2 decades.
Worst match?
Tamina versus Doudrop.
That is correct.
See, how was that not your super slow-mo?
Was that is correct. Yeah.
I had the 24-7 championship where there's a disqualification.
My slow-mo was Riddle versus Omos.
Yeah.
There was a 24-7. Which? The disqualification?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
My worst match.
Okay. Yeah.
My slow-mo was Tamina, yeah.
I doubled down. Doudrop and Tamina for both. Best match?
Mine was Priest versus Morrison.
Mm. I went Charlotte and Nikki. You know, their feud sucks, but they had a good match.
Yeah. Charlotte and Nikki would be my best. I almost want to do nothing.
All right. Worst move?
The flipping sack slap.
Yeah, it's not bad. I had the riptide because why do it if you can't do it? Yeah.
I had a DQ in the 24-7 championship. What?
Makes sense.
What?
Best move?
Mine was Nikki's neckbreaker.
It was really, really nice. I'll go with that.
That's good, but she took a powerbomb through the announce table.
That's true.
I'll take that.
All right.
Worst moment or segment?
Oof.
The contract signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Cena's at least signing Cena's in the
name.
Match.
Yeah, but he signed his name. We made fun of it for 10 minutes.
Is that stupider than Lily the doll standing up?
Maybe not.
Probably.
No, it's not.
That's really dumb.
Because they implemented something we didn't even know was a thing that anyone can just come sign the contract.
They do that all the fucking time.
When have they done that? When have they had someone else come and sign the contract?
I guarantee you that's happened before. It's stupid. It's certainly dumb.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's dumber than Lily the doll standing up. Magic. For me, magic always wins.
All right.
That's fair.
Best or worst? Or I'm sorry. Best or best moment or
best
segment?
Moment.
Cena's promo opening.
Cena's
SmackDown.
Opening.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because what else could you possibly pick?
Nothing.
Indeed.
Nothing. All right. Breaking news. WWE released Bray Wyatt to the shock of pretty much everyone. Many reporters are saying that WWE told him it was due to budget cuts. Apparently, he was preparing for his return. He was going to be returning soon, possibly even at SummerSlam. And now on his Instagram, Bray's bio reads, Cult of Wyndham coming soon, which sounds like a podcast.
Sounds like a podcast.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Plug another podcast.
But Braun Strowman like tweeted at him, like them hugging, like, you know, come, like maybe they're both gonna show up in AEW.
I'll be on your podcast.
AEW is gonna have, I mean, they're gonna have to start cutting like Joey Janela and some of these other guys. It's like, sorry, you can't be here anymore.
Right.
We have real wrestlers now.
Yeah.
Joey Janela.
Idiot.
And Sony Kiss.
Joey Janela.
All that garbage. So we'll see. I guess he's going to go to AEW. What should his name be in AEW? It can't be his real name. Because you can't go from Bray Wyatt. You know,
Jody Lee.
Jody Lee.
I think he goes Wyndham Rotunda.
Well, they're just going to completely fuck over Adam Page.
You can't go by your real name when your character is like this, you know, mythical guy. And
if you go to another show, you can.
No, not if you're going to have the same character. Like where you're all like spooky and creepy and...
Matt Hardy?
From the swamp. Matt Hardy. All right, PW Insider reports that WWE quietly released Bray's wife and former ring announcer JoJo 6 to 8 months ago.
Yeah, of course they did. Were they paying her to do nothing?
Yeah, to get knocked up.
Like, and then people were pointing out...
You have that fucking baby yet?
People were pointing out that her bio shows that she's still on Raw, and then they removed it.
Thanks.
Makes sense.
And then WWE also released Ric Flair, who apparently asked to be let go.
I didn't even know he was under contract.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole Lacey Evans storyline got dropped when she became pregnant.
Yeah.
Even though she said Rick came inside her.
Yeah.
And then Flair gave a statement on social media thanking WWE for everything and saying there's no animosity, which, you know, he apparently asked to be released, so...
They didn't even wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Well,
yeah.
You got anything?
I do. John Cena and Miro had a reunion.
Oh, yeah?
On the red carpet for Suicide Squad.
Oh, jeez.
They hugged and had like a little conversation. So that was nice.
Why was Miro invited to that? I wonder.
Why not?
Okay.
They were like huge. Suicide Squad was a huge sponsor for AEW.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. Also, there's a fan who's gotten roasted online for getting Rey Mysterio's autograph, but it's the way he obtained it. He found out where Rey lived and showed up at his fucking house.
Why did Rey do it?
I don't know.
Maybe, like, if I say no, he could murder my family, so I'm going
to
say yes.
Was it by gun?
Right.
Did he hold a gun to Bray's head?
He showed up with a box full of belts and figures, knocked on the door, and Ray's wife answered. It was like, oh, you're lucky he's home today.
But you can, like, cold call where Ray Mysterio lives. Where does he live? 619?
Well, addresses, San Diego. Addresses are public information. You can find out where anyone lives.
It's kind of weird to just do that. So don't be that guy. Ever.
Yeah, hey guy.
Hey
it's
guy.
Probably one of our fans.
Probably.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Our fans are better than that.
Yeah.
God dang it.
That's weird. I don't know why Ray signed.
Also, I saw this in our group and I had a fucking laughing fit about it. So on Spotify, there is a playlist called Big Papa Pump, and I want you to read the song titles.
You know, they say all men created equal, but you look at me, and you look at Samoa Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning, but I am a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got 25% at best at beat me, then you plus Kurt Angle to the mix. Your chances winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33, that's really a song, 33 and a third.
Apparently, yeah.
Chance of winning, but I got a 66 and two-thirds chance of winning. This is amazing. Because Kurt Angle, nosy, can't beat me. Nosy
can't beat me.
Plus, he not going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance, minus 25% chance if you go one-on-one. And you got an 8 and a third chance of winning. at Sacrifice, but then you take 75% chance of winning if we go one-on-one. Then you add 66 plus 2/3%, and I got 141 and 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice, Senior Joe. I'm done. This is going on forever.
Yeah, it's the entire Papa Punt math promo. That's amazing. Done with song titles.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is
great job.
A guy named Fox Marsh. I think he joined our page too.
Yeah,
nice. So shout out there. That like I saw that. I couldn't stop laughing for 20 minutes.
That was great.
Yeah,
very very nice.
All right. Well, there you have it for breaking news.
Hey, it's fun.
Let's go to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Fightful reports that Bray Wyatt was starting to get very protective of his character after what he felt like were poor creative decisions and ideas. Wow, imagine
that.
Oh,
you don't fucking say.
Yeah, and then PW Insider also says Vince McMahon and Bray's relationship ran hot and cold at times. So, there you go. I guess now we know.
Yeah.
Fightful also says Slapjack's move to SmackDown happened without WWE telling him, and he only found out after other wrestlers noticed him on internal roster sheets and told him.
Oh.
Hey, you moved.
So Shane Thorne was like, what? I gotta, what? Okay.
Yeah.
And also, another hot rumor is that the WWE Queen of the Ring tournament will be held
in Saudi Mania. Yes.
No way.
The Queen of the Ring. Way. Congratulations.
The finals will be held in the...
I was going to say, we have a law that says two women cannot be in the same
area. Oh, it will be the finals. Right. It will be the final moments of their lives.
Why does this crown say Marie Antoinette?
Yeah.
It is a crown with a bomb. As soon as she puts it on, her head explodes.
Yes.
There's your queen, bitch!
We will pardon them. Mm-hmm. From life. Yes. Jeff Goldblum from Thor Ragnarok. Great movie.
We just got that movie.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
All right. Well, that's all I got for rumors, so.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think I had anything.
Trivia time. Thanks to Mr. Lamp again. He just sent this to me 5 minutes ago because I hadn't thought of one yet. And he says, so John Cena is a 16-time loser of a title, correct?
Well, yes. Yeah, multiple times. Right?
Yeah. So who's beaten him the most for the title?
Randy Orton?
No.
I was thinking Randy Orton.
I would have guessed that probably as well.
Edge?
Edge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boom! Yeah. Suck it, Eric.
It was Edge.
Okay. It was Orton or Edge.
Do you know how many times?
Three times. Three times is the most.
So Orton's probably two. Or
yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. AJ Flores, how can Cross be pushed and buried at the same time? I don't know.
Crazy,
seems
huh?
like he's being buried to me.
I don't see a push.
It looks like he's being
that.
Pushed into an open grave.
Right.
Yeah. Brian, how much longer until we get the What's Wrong with Hollywood podcast? Well, it's not called that, but it's coming, Brian. So don't worry.
Yeah.
Ricardo de los Santos, how y'all doing?
How you doing?
Well, we watched Raw and SmackDown, so.
Yeah, we've been better.
What do you think?
We've been
Kevin
better.
Key is the only thing that didn't make Monday Night Raw a rerun is a bunch of opposing finishes compared to last week's. Mason T-Bar beat Ali and Ali, but Ali and Ali. Keith Lee burying Cross, Nikki A.S.H. beating Charlotte. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what Raw is all the time anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Steve M., are we sure Triple H didn't buy stock in AEW and is now convincing Vince to release the stars to bolster his new investment? It's possible.
Vince is creating his own competition.
It's possible, pig.
He really is.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, Push Fire Barry, Attitude Era sponsors. Mm. Chef Boyardee, Lugs Boots, and 1-800-COLLECT.
Oh.
It's got to be Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. Barry, Lugs, and Fire 1-800-COLLECT.
No.
No way.
Fuck Lugs Boots.
Fuck
I Lugs. Remember 1-800-COLLECT way more than Lugs Boots.
Oh, yeah?
There were so many 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
Anyway.
Even like George Carlin. It was like doing 1-800-COLLECT commercials.
10-10-3-2-1.
Adam, Thursday is my 31st birthday.
No, I don't give a shit.
Hoping to get a shout-out right. from Flair, HBK, and Stone Cold.
Happy birthday, Adam Taker.
You are older.
Yeah.
You are paying for this.
Yeah.
Todd Fricker, with all the talent that has been released so far this year, who's next? No pun intended, I'm saying Orton. They gave Alexa Bliss Bray's gimmick, and now they're giving Riddle Randy's gimmick.
Randy.
That would be hilarious.
Randy.
Tyrone Grizz, after messing with his kid, Goldberg should have done to Lashley what Tony Soprano did to Coco at that bar. Ooh. That's rough, man. That's not PG.
That is rough.
Drove Doshi, just want to say last week's guest was awesome. I don't think that was last week, but...
Yeah, sure.
Also, we need a worst bonus episode. No more bests. I'm not sure what that means. A worst bonus episode?
Like, yeah, like worst this or worst that.
Yeah.
Worst entrance. Worst gimmick.
Worst WrestleMania.
We're doing a worst promo part two, right?
We certainly are.
Yeah. All right, it's coming.
Yep. Yeah. Alex Thurston, what do you guys think the... What do you guys think the business will be like in 10 years? Will WWE still be the big dog of wrestling? Who are the top guys? Is Goldberg still around? Well, Goldberg is Goldberg,
yeah.
Like he said.
Yes.
Doesn't it matter if he's 105 or 405?
Goldberg will always be considered top guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will WWE still be the big dog in wrestling in 10 years?
Yes.
Sure.
Number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Vince is still alive in 10 years?
Sure.
Vince is going to outlive me. What are you talking about?
I mean, Vince is dead, and then Triple H takes over, and that's why they stay number one?
Yeah.
No, Vince drugs Triple H.
Yeah.
And then puts Triple H's mind into his decaying body, and Vince's mind is in Triple H's.
Wow.
Yeah, science.
Some Westworld science shit going on here. Jalen Silva finally figured out why the Saudis love Goldberg. He threatens their other ethnicities and races with murder. Maybe.
Wow. Ouch.
We love him. Very ouch.
Rive, rumor has it Vince McMahon has big plans for Keith Lee. A character change looks to be in the works. His new theme music was leaked recently, and it's now Bask in His Glory Hole.
I get it.
That joke's been done before.
I get it.
JB Mulligan, now that Flair's a free agent, where does he go next? Does he manage his future son-in-law, Andrade? Well, Andrade's already got two managers, so yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Plenty of managers.
Why not a third one?
Is he the next Trial of Jericho? The next Labor of Jericho?
Oh, it should be.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Or does he just cut more commercials for Car Shield?
That.
All three.
Vince is probably like, pull them! Pull those commercials!
Yeah.
Stephen Freeman, how many Raws and SmackDowns do we have to get through before this is a crime to you guys? It's been a crime.
It's been a crime.
It's been a Vince McMahon should be arrested,
yes.
Not just for killing Owen Hart, but for putting on some of the worst television.
Yeah.
Steve McGreeve, who is that strange-looking woman who came out to Flair's music? Yikes.
Wow.
Yep.
He's not lying.
No.
Yeah. Jason Claver, who do you think is the most secure with WWE? Whose release would surprise you the most? The Miz, Seth Rollins, or Edge?
Roman Reigns. Oh, just out of those three?
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He's more of the future. Edge wouldn't surprise me. He's old. And The Miz, who gives a fuck?
Alan Castro. I think Vince gets stupider every year. That's not a question, Alan. But we'll look into it anyway. Pop Culture John. I bet you can't guess where that's from, Joe.
Simpsons.
You got it.
Wait, I got it right.
He said the thing. He said it.
Pop Culture Junkie. WWE posted an image of last night's Goldberg Lashley stare down with the quote goosebumps. I think they meant herpes. Yes, they sure did. Keith Hoffman. It wasn't easy, but I think Raw hit a new low in show quality. Dollar bet between all three of you on being closest to the date when Dynamite moves to Monday nights. No way Tony Khan sees this shit and isn't thinking about it.
Why wouldn't he?
Right.
Because there's room for everyone now. I don't know. Yeah. Does he want to put them out of business like Bischoff was so... wanted to do something.
They say they don't Tony care Khan about... Wants.
I think Tony Khan's too much of a WWE super fan.
I don't think
he's like, no, I want to watch WrestleMania.
But if you have DVR... Then yeah. it records both at the same time. Don't you get credit for both the Nielsens?
Yeah,
the Nielsens are so archaic. You can know what the rating is because everyone has a digital box now. Just fucking look at it. You don't have to share the results with us. Just look at it.
Jason Dearham, do you think Randy Orton returning to save Riddle from a beatdown will beat the pop Cena got on his return? I would say no.
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he's going to do when he gets in the ring. So it's not like...
You know, that's true. Randy Orton hasn't... he hasn't been there. Maybe he is next to be released.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, it kind of does.
Can't wait to see him on Impact.
Impact. Like they could afford him.
Right?
Please. All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling.
All of those.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Definitely
only $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime.
We got all
the pay-per-view recaps, AEW NXT recaps. We got all the brackets.
Bracket.
What was the last bracket we did?
The best couple.
Oh, yeah.
Best wrestling couple.
Real-life wrestling couple of all time. That one was a lot of fun.
It was. We got a lot madder at each other than I figured we would.
We certainly did. One couple got knocked out in the first round that I was livid about. So
yes.
Go check that out.
Yeah. Sure.
You almost shit your pants about it.
And we got SummerSlam coming up. We're going to be in Vegas for it. So look out for that recap. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with